Chapter 6, The Task and the Self. Page 81. I have gone to some trouble to describe a process of development from less to more adequate ways of construing competence. This picture of individual development might appear to parallel the view of science as a linear progression toward more objective representations of reality. But this parallel is misleading. The series I have described is better thought of as a sequence of increasingly adequate answers to only some of the many questions one could ask about competence and accomplishment. In fact, students did sometimes answer questions other than the ones we had posed. Our attempts to ensure that they answered our questions instead of theirs sought to keep our data comprehensible, not to assert that our questions were the only legitimate ones. Indeed, one of my themes in Part 2 is that excessive preoccupation with issues of personal capacity has unfortunate consequences for individuals and societies. Just as a given scientific approach may be useful for some purposes and not for others, so the conception of it.